The oldest member of Iraq's parliament has been killed by a suicide bomber in Baghdad. That was one of several suicide attacks today. Others took place both north and south of the capital. To the west of the city today, a force of about 1,000 U.S. Marines launched a new counterinsurgency operation along the banks of the Euphrates. It has been a year since Iraq regained a measure of sovereignty when the U.S. occupation authority was disbanded, but that anniversary was hardly noted in Iraq today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro joins us on the line from Baghdad with more on the day's news. And first, Lourdes, tell us about this latest wave of suicide attacks.
Well, the most dramatic attack of the day was the assassination of 87-year-old Shiite Sheikh Dari al-Fayyad. He was a Shiite tribal leader who led the National Assembly in its first few sessions. He, along with three of his bodyguards and his son, were killed by a suicide car bomber which targeted his convoy. Now, al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility in an Islamic website. Two U.S. soldiers also died in car bombings today, one in Tikrit and another in Balad. There were also reports of bombings in Bakuba and Samarra that left Iraqi casualties. So the violence here continues pretty much unabated.
Now, Lourdes, what can you tell us about this Marine counterinsurgency operation west of Baghdad, which I gather is called Operation Sword?
This is the fourth operation in the western part of Iraq in the past month alone. 1,000 U.S. Marines, along with a smaller contingent of Iraqis, have moved, according to the U.S. military, between the cities of Heat and Haditha, 125 miles northwest of Baghdad. It's been dubbed, as you mentioned, Operation Sword. Previous operations have been called Spear, Dagger, and the less glamorous name of Pitchfork. The aim of these, of course, is to break up insurgent networks believed to be operating in the area. Now, the U.S. military in the past has claimed success in these other operations, but it is difficult to determine what success means in this environment. The bombings are continuing, and as we've seen in other situations, the insurgents have returned to areas that were once cleaned out. About 2 months ago, the U.S. military called Fallujah the, quote, safest city in Iraq. Two major offensives were launched to clear it out, and still there was an attack there only a few days ago that carried a heavy death toll for U.S. forces.
Now, it's been a year since the handover of sovereignty, and as we noted, it obviously wasn't a major event for Iraqis today. Have you talked to people there about this? Do they observe it in any way?
Well, they didn't really note it in any serious fashion, and when I talked to a few Iraqis about it, the general sense I got was that there's a real serious fear of civil war here. We saw today, even in the National Assembly, when one member of the Shiite-led coalition that dominates that body reportedly said, "We're on the edge of a precipice that could swallow us all." Iraqis are afraid. They don't know what's coming next. I was told an anecdote about how a family sat around estimating how old they'd be before the violence would end here after Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld said the insurgency could last for up to 12 years. And there's no doubt that life is a struggle still for many people. What I heard again and again is problems with electricity. At best, Iraqis have electricity for only half the day in temperatures that now soar to 115 degrees. It still takes about an average hour and a half to get your tank filled with gas, although that's better than the full day it used to take, of course. So the general sense here is that, yes, people are out on the streets living their lives, and yes, people are hopeful that this transitional government, which they came out and forced to vote for, will provide a way out. But there is a long, hard road ahead, and Iraqis seem to know it. It's complicated here, it's messy, and people's positions are hardening and not softening.
Thank you, Lourdes.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us from Baghdad.